from the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft, here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
When we sold our lakeside home on Baptiste Lake a couple of years ago, it was too big to be called a cottage because cottages rarely have an indoor pool. I wrote into the listing that the docks came as they were. They were massive, but they were falling apart. So they'd be the new owner's headache, not mine. And they were a headache. I was thinking of them just last night when the first snowfall visited Ottawa, because this was the time of year I put the docks to bed, removed all the swimming ladders, and put the bullet in the gun for yet another game of Russian roulette. It was a yearly ritual. Despite being crib docks, they were very old crib docks and no longer quite as impervious as they once were when the ice came out in the spring and started hammering away at them thanks to the prevailing winds. Every winter, therefore, was a winter of worry, hence the Russian roulette deal. What I am talking about here are not small docks. There was a pair of them, and they were massive. It was enough room to comfortably tie down my 20-foot pontoon boat, my 18-foot indoor outboard Sea Raid bow rider, and my 14-foot aluminum fishing boat with a perennially wonky motor. So what did the new owner do? Well, he certainly had more money than he let on, because he ripped those docks out, which would have been a major chore, and installed docks that could be electronically lifted out of the water. The motor to do this must be named Hercules. He also ripped out the indoor pool to extend the garage and put a new bedroom and bath in the basement. And to think, I gave him a break. For Outdoor Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, the Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. Michael Mooring behind the glass today, along with Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis on the board, keeping us on the path, as it were. Before we get on with our program, I wanted to make one quick little mention here. It just dawned on me when we were talking prior to that break about this week's episode of the Fishing Canada show on Global Television Network. And because we have Dr. Pipe coming up very soon here, I thought it'd be appropriate to tell the audience that this was the episode just prior to me having a heart attack. And yes, during this episode, I was feeling the effects of possibly having to be rushed to a hospital, which I did a couple of days later. So it's kind of, you know, you think you watch this episode with that in mind, and it kind of gives you a whole different perspective. Yeah, and in fact, as you know, Mike, during the episode, I even make at one point I made a comment to Nick because he was really bugging me. I said, "You're going to give me a heart attack." Little did we know, eh? Anyways, it's all happening on Global Television Network, coast to coast right now. It's called the Fishing Canada Show, and it's a Golden Camp Smallies. You don't want to miss it. Great episode. All right, kiddies, time for a little in-house safety business to look after. Playing it safe with our very own in-house safety expert. His name is Bradley Schlorf, retired staff sergeant with the Ontario Provincial Police. Good morning, Bradley.
Good morning. How are you?
Lovely. And yourself?
I'm pretty lovely, too. The world is good right now.
Are you still in that tree stand?
No. I'm sitting in the house looking out at just a little wee skip of snow. It's nowhere near as cold. I am going to go and pull a tree stand out of the bush today, though, so...
So is it all over but the crying? Is it all over but the crying for you?
It's all over but the crying. Got to start heading that southward migration this week, so time to pack up any ideas about deer hunting.
Will you be taking any venison with you?
No.
Oh boy! All right, no. We don't need to talk about that then.
That's good. Don't rub it in.
Oh, good Lord. We're going to be talking snowmobiling in a few minutes with the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs. And obviously, they're hoping for some early signs of snow. We're pretty much clean of snow down here. How is it up in your neck of the woods?
I could see all the leaves that I didn't quite get raked up on the grass. There's just a tad of snow on them, enough that'll prevent them from getting raked up today, too. But, you know, the master of Huntsville there and I, when we were pre-talking about what to talk about today,
yes,
a week and a half ago, a woman injured on a snowmobile after the big dump of snow we got in a backyard. But nevertheless, people are just aching sometimes to get out on their snowmobile. So right after seeing that, I thought, well, you know, sometimes in the far north there's a fair bit of snow more than here. It's colder, etc. I got to take a look at the OFSC's website and see what's done. And he's going to tell you, there's nothing open right now. And if there's a bit of snow someplace, if you want to kind of make it a lot worse for the volunteers that are trying to fix stuff up, go for a ride on it. They're closed. Stay away from them.
I think what the problem is that, you know, people, they wait all year. I know my next door neighbor, Lou, he's big into snowmobiling. And for the last couple of weeks, you know, when we had that snowfall, a while back, I mean, the machine was started and he was chomping at the bit. I mean, you could see the anxiety in the guy. And now that the snow's gone, I saw him yesterday morning. He was down in the dumps, man. So I can sympathize with the snowmobilers because it's, man, you can't wait. You can't get cold fast enough.
Part of today's dream is that child number one has his snowmobile, which, by the way, costs a lot more than a lot of cars when he bought it. But yeah. It's been living in our garage for the summertime. He's coming out today to get it out. Now he's got to take it to a dealer for a bit of work. But he's just aching to get out on that snowmobile. Well, I'm thinking about maybe I could finish raking.
There you go. And you know, this is probably the age where son number one could be buying dad a new snowmobile, right?
Oh, child number one is doing okay. Now, he loves snowmobiling, but he's even more interested in going ice fishing. So that's right out of the picture right now. But maybe I get him come help me haul that tree stand out of the bush. Okay, I just came up with an idea of what to do today. He's bigger, stronger, tougher, and a lot younger than me for climbing up trees and pulling stuff out. So I think he's just got a new job.
Any do's and don'ts when you're doing that kind of stuff out there?
Oh, the climbing harness. Having the good fortune of a now retired hydro employee being related by marriage to me, get lots of hints about how to climb trees and what to wear and how to use a safety harness and a climbing rope. And so, yeah, and it's going to be slippery. So the old boy's going to be a little careful today doing that because he doesn't really want to preempt going south by a trip to the emergency room. And it's easy to fall out of a tree at the best of times.
Well, for sure, man, and now that's there. Here's where the other the lack of snow may affect people, because normally, if there would be snow prevalent, you could use your snowmobile to get out there and get that stand down. Obviously, that's not going to happen.
Oh, I can use my GMC pickup truck to get close enough to it that I'm not worried about how far I got to walk.
Boy, you snuck that one in there, didn't you?
Yeah, but you know, here's another thing about this time of year. So you know, I'm checking to try and keep up to date because I don't have quite the same connection I used to for police type information, but the Haldimand Norfolk OPP in that general area, they had to search for a drowning victim yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So when the police boats are still having to go out there and work, still kind of takes away the joy of the idea of snowmobiling.
Yeah, it'll be. We'll be talking about that issue soon enough with ice forming, and of course, ice anglers wandering out and snowmobilers wandering out onto frozen lakes. But we'll save that for another day, my friend. Now you need to go get yourself packed and ready for your migration south.
Well, and I'm going to give one more quick warning to any of the listeners that may choose not to pay attention to this. Festive ride started yesterday, so you're going to see lots of cops from all the police departments out checking for impaired drivers. Don't enjoy the festive season the wrong way. How do you like that?
Thank you, my friend. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Bradley Schlarf, retired Staff Sergeant with the Ontario Provincial Police, now the in-house safety expert on Outdoor Journal Radio. You could tell he's chomping at the bit to get down south. I'll tell you that. He had a terrible season last year down there. He goes south in Texas on the Gulf Coast, I guess he just had horrific weather the whole period he was down there.
You know what? I've been through Texas once in my life, and I had this vision that it was going to be warm and like a western.
Yeah.
And it was some of the worst, like wintry, icy. We had to keep driving and stopping at various hotels because they were all booked. We were getting pushed off the road by ice and
wild.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Wild.